Hello, welcome to day 12 of United Way for Southeastern Michigan's 21-Day Equity Challenge. My name is Camille. In an effort to provide accessible content, many of our speakers will share a visual description of themselves. If you were looking at me now, you would see that I have shoulder-length, light brown hair, and I'm wearing glasses. Let's dive into our Equity Challenge content for today. To keep the body in good health is a duty. Otherwise, we shall not be able to keep our minds strong and clear. Buddha. Healthcare, a fundamental human right, reveals persistent disparities across various identity markers: race, ethnicity, gender, and the often overlooked realm of mental health considerations. Today's challenge will explore inequity in healthcare access and how we can build a more inclusive healthcare system together. So, what is access to healthcare? According to the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, access to healthcare is defined as the timely use of personal health services to achieve the best possible health outcomes. Yet, the process of accessing quality and timely healthcare that is proactive and affordable varies greatly based on your identities, employment, zip codes, and more. Because of these wide disparities, access to healthcare is one of the five domains making up social determinants of health. Social determinants of health are defined as the conditions in the environments where people are born, live, work, learn, worship, and age that affect a wide range of health, functioning, and quality of life outcomes and risks. Your access to healthcare largely depends on navigating a complex and universally inequitable healthcare system. Deeply rooted historical inequities and systemic barriers perpetuate healthcare access disparities. The World Health Organization cites that marginalized communities encounter barriers that impede timely and quality services at a higher rate. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Of all the forms of inequality, injustice in health is the most shocking and inhumane." When we dig deeper, we find that inadequate health insurance coverage is one of the largest barriers to healthcare access. In the United States, there is an unequal distribution of quality health insurance, as insurance is often linked to your job, which is connected to your zip code, education, race, and gender, etc. Many people often end up in medical debt when seeking support and may skip future and proactive appointments to save costs. On top of this, people of color, particularly Black and Brown people, have historically faced discriminatory and unethical medical research practices and a lack of culturally competent care. This all comes together to create our current reality where minority groups account for more than half of the uninsured population in the United States. Ultimately, this is just a scratch on the surface on how access to healthcare creates wide gaps and furthers health disparities based on our identities. The National Institute on Mental Health's work encourages us to remember that these historical injustices persist, and many of the inequities that already existed in our health system were exacerbated during COVID-19 health crisis, casting shadows on contemporary challenges, particularly in mental health. We encourage you to explore the resources below for a more comprehensive understanding of the forces shaping healthcare access today, who is harmed in our current system, and how you can act to be part of a better future where healthcare is accessible to all. After listening to today's content, we encourage you to reflect on the following questions and possibly discuss them with a friend, family member, or colleague. What is something you learned today, or something that resonates with you the most? How would you describe healthcare access and its barriers based on our identities? What health disparities or inequities do you believe exist within your own community? What would an inclusive healthcare system look like? What would it need to include? How could that be achieved? Thank you so much for listening to our Equity Challenge content today. I hope you learned something new and feel empowered to tackle injustice wherever your day takes you. And as always, continue to light the way.
We'd like to give our sincerest gratitude to everyone that made our fourth annual 21-Day Equity Challenge a success. This Equity Challenge Day was produced by United Way for Southeastern Michigan. Special thank you to Steph Rawls, Tiffany Bucks, Shayla Zimmerman, Andre Ebron, our voice actors, our DEI committee, and community partners. Huge thank you to our music producer, Daniel Sharp. Thank you to our sponsors of the Equity Challenge, to our audience, and to everyone who participated in this year's challenge. To hear more recorded content and read the Equity Challenge, please visit unitedwaysem.org/equitychallenge.